Well, we live in privacy, and they count us as hillbillies. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think that's what she's trying to find out, is what kind of life hillbillies live. And mm-hmm. and I figured maybe that he'd told you that we as hillbillies or live that kind of life down here. And mm-hmm. I still feel that way. They're pretty well off people.
Yeah, I kind of figured that from looking.
Yeah, he's well off as he was last year. Mm-hmm. Last year he was very rich, but this mm-hmm. year he's not near as rich as he was last year, because they have a lot of cows, you see. Mm-hmm. And I figured they've lost maybe $100,000 from last year to this year. Mm-hmm. On the calendar. The price just went down.
That's a white truck.
That's the Anderson.
Huh.
Right there. No, that's Roy Love. It's the guy that I work with down the shop.
Did he go out?
Yeah, he's out there in the yard. He told me the other day. I went down there, been 3 or 4 days ago. See, some little something like that just stops him. He's a good mechanic. Mm-hmm. He can overhaul, but he can't tell what's wrong with one. Mm-hmm. See, there's nothing to it when you know it. I mean, you know, if you know what to do, it's real easy, see. Mm-hmm. Nothing to it. Oh, he just liked that much, but he couldn't fix it. He told me the other day, and he wanted me to come down there, and it was raining when I was down there, and he couldn't get out in it. He told me he wanted me to try to see if I could see what was wrong with it, see. Mm-hmm. See, if stuff like that, it's real easy.
Yeah.
Nothing to it, just loosen that and move the time back just a little, see, and reset your carburetor, and it's fine.
How long have you been working with cars and things?
Me? Mm-hmm. Well, all my life. I started about when I was about 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. Starting on the T-model days, and then went up to Dodges, 4-cylinder Dodges then. Mm-hmm. And I done our mechanic working on our cars, my daddy's car, in other words. And then when I got good on them, mm-hmm. or what they call good, of course I don't think I'm no good, but everybody does, it knows me, see. Mm-hmm. And then these people start bringing their cars in, I work on theirs. And I worked down. See, I used to run a shop right up here at the corner. But me and a friend, Bobby Woods, was his name. We had a shop up there, and we got more work we can do. He does down there. That's the reason he wants me back down there with him. See, he tries to get me work with him all the time. But if he had a good place to work, I would. But you go down there and look at his shop, and you see why I won't work with him. Mm-hmm. When it rains, it's covered up in water, and the water just floor just gets that deep in water. See, and then. it's so hot you can't stay down there when it's hot. Mm-hmm. And they don't have no convenience, nothing at all, and you do everything the hard way with just, you don't have no electric wrenches or nothing, you see, you have to do it all the hard way, and it makes it real hard. Mechanic work is the hardest work there are if you ain't got something to do it with. If you just, you know, trying to do it with just common wrenches, the way they make things this day and time, well, you might have got to have some tools to do them with. And now he's well off. There ain't no telling how much money he's got. He's rich. Mm-hmm. And he's educated, see. He went plumb through college. I don't know how far, but he's educated. Mm-hmm. But he don't like it. He don't want to be housed up. Ever since he went to that army, he can't stand to be put in an office or nothing. See, he used to work nothing but that. Mm-hmm. But see, after he went to the army, why, he can't stand to be housed up. He's been all shot up and crippled up, and he's rich, but that's what he wants to do, you see. He just wants to work and fool with them old cars and work on. He lays around down there in that grease and cold. Yeah. Boy, it gets cold. I mean, just nearly freezing to death, and he'll be on one of them old cars. They'd kill me to do that. Uh-huh.